Will this be the year that breaks Florida's homeowners insurance market? Carolyn Mollier, a Florida resident and resident fellow for the Washington insurance think tank R Street, says Hurricane Ian won't be what broke it.
The insurance industry in Florida had major problems before the storm. We've got a big litigation crisis that goes on in our homeowners insurance industry here in the state. A special session was convened in May to try and address the issue. A few changes were made. I think kind of the broad opinion was that none of it really went far enough. But Florida homeowners are paying 3 times the national average for homeowners insurance. Now, I'm of the belief it's reasonable to have slightly higher homeowners insurance in a state that's affected by hurricanes. But 3 times the national average, that's pretty extreme.
But Mollier says with insurers fleeing the state, refusing to write policies or going under, and more residents flocking to the state-backed system driving down competition in the private market, Hurricane Ian may be the impetus for a bipartisan solution.
We haven't even gotten a peek at the damage to life that has occurred here. This is a huge tragedy. Billions and billions of dollars in property damage, about $60 billion. So if we want to look at one little piece of silver lining of all of this, it's that this is going to have to push the legislature to do something. We're out of options here.